Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The two Democratic candidates for Massachusetts governor are both trying to raise major questions about the accomplishments of Republican Governor Charlie Baker rather than focusing on each other. But their campaigns are hampered by having far less money than Baker and by a lack of name recognition. Today and tomorrow, we try to get to know both Democrats, environmental activist Bob Massey and former Patrick Administration budget chief Jay Gonzalez, here on Morning Edition. We begin this morning with Jay Gonzalez and why he thinks he can beat Governor Baker in November.
There's going to be a very clear choice in this election. It's a choice between a governor right now who's only in it for the privileged and the powerful versus someone who's going to be in it to fight for all the little guys out there, a governor who's literally dragging Massachusetts backwards, and someone who's going to work with a sense of urgency to make Massachusetts a leader again. And I think people are going to choose that.
But just the same, Governor Baker, as you know, leads most of the polls, which show him not only popular here in Massachusetts, but to be the most popular governor in the country. He has higher approval ratings among Democrats than with his own party. How do you plan to sway Governor Baker's ostensibly Democratic fan base?
Well, that's what campaigns are about, right? And as we're learning, as we're knocking on tens of thousands of doors across the state and engaging with people at events all over the state, most people really haven't focused on this race yet. And when we get them to and get them to think about this race for more than 5 seconds and get past the Charlie Baker seems nice, I'm really glad he isn't crazy, but can't tell you one thing he did, and talk about some of the issues that are affecting people's lives, like they can't afford childcare or preschool for their kids or can't depend on the transportation system to get to work on time, we're earning a lot of support. And I am confident we're seeing a lot of momentum as more and more people are becoming aware of our campaign and what we're offering relative to Charlie Baker. We're getting a lot of support.
You've emphasized your insider credentials as an advantage over Bob Massey, a self-professed outsider. But policy-wise, you don't really differ from each other very much. Why are you the better choice?
Well, it is true. Bob and I are both advocating a progressive, ambitious agenda. The big difference between the two of us is that I have leadership experience in state government, getting big things done. I was one of Governor Patrick's cabinet secretaries, oversaw the state budget and some other stuff, and was often Governor Patrick's point person for negotiating a lot of the big things we got through the legislature with key stakeholders. So I've been there. I've done it. I know how the process works, which is why I think we've got a much stronger campaign and a lot more momentum and earned the support we have. I think people are seeing our candidacy as one where we're aiming high and aspirational about what we want to accomplish to make a difference for people, but also with the experience to deliver on it.
All right, let's talk about some issues. You vow to provide high-quality, affordable preschool and daycare for everyone in the state, to revamp public transportation. You voice support for the so-called millionaire's tax as a way to fund some of these programs, but it's been struck down by the state Supreme Court. I'm wondering if you would push for the millionaire's tax again, or how else would you fund some of these proposals?
I do support the millionaire's tax, but because of the Supreme Judicial Court's decision, the soonest it could come back is 4 years from now, which is too late. We desperately need new revenue to make some of these critical investments to fix our transportation system. Governor Baker's not being honest in saying that we don't need new money. We're 45th in the condition of our infrastructure, 47th in commute times. Pieces of concrete are falling on cars in the alewife garage. So this is going to be a clear decision that people have in this election.
But pay for it. Tell me how you're going to pay for it.
So I am saying that I will immediately propose a progressive way to ask those doing well in this state to pay a little bit more so that we can make some of these critical investments we need to make.
You want to hike the state's 5.1% income tax?
I don't have a specific proposal yet. I'm going to be asking the Department of Revenue to immediately give me options for how we raise revenue in a way that is asking those doing well, not those struggling to get ahead, to pay a little bit more in taxes. We have a regressive tax structure in Massachusetts right now where those who earn the least pay the highest percentage of their income in taxes, and those who earn the most pay the lowest. One example of one of the things we could be looking at and need to look at are all these business tax credits that we've given away to big corporations over the years. If we look at some of these and they aren't working, we should get rid of them, and that would be a way to generate additional revenue we need.
All right, MBTA, give me one example of something that Jay Gonzalez would tackle right away with a T, week one or week two of your new administration?
The general reliability of the system, bus service, the subway service, the commuter rail service, they're all a problem. There need to be infrastructure improvements to ensure reliability of the system. It's not going to happen in 5 minutes, but Charlie Baker's plan is to get the system in a state of good repair in 15 years, and he's off track on that. That is totally unacceptable. He refuses to acknowledge we need to invest more in the system. That is the first thing I will work on is getting that additional resource to do that. The other thing is I will fire Keolis, the private operator of the commuter rail system. To me, it is the wrong approach to privatize a core public service like that that people depend on, where you necessarily separate the responsibility for delivering the service from the elected officials who are accountable to us for making sure it works. And when I'm governor, I'm going to own this, both the blame for anything that goes wrong and also the responsibility and the control over the solutions so that we can manage it in a way where we're getting results for riders who deserve it.
Jay Gonzalez, Democratic candidate for governor of Massachusetts. Thank you very, very much for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you, Bob.